We'll just give Ellen a few moments to get her breath back. I didn't do quite as much jumping around as she did. So we've got our box of best gifts here. Absolutely wonderful things. Room full of cats. I could maybe go for that. That gift of being seen and heard, absolutely brilliant. There were some really serious things that went into our box. I was thinking about, you know, an everlasting supply of Doc Martens. But you guys are so much more serious than I am. But as for me, yeah, my Doc Martens would be on a good gifts list. And there are a whole load of other things I could think of that would be really fantastic to have. But if we're talking about the best, the most perfect gift, the second to none gift, the beyond compare gift, the unequaled gift, the absolute number one gift, for me, surely, that has to be Jesus. And I want to give you three reasons, really briefly, as to why Jesus is better than anything else. The first thing is love. God loves us so much that seeing what a mess we make of our lives, even when we try really hard, he sent Jesus to rescue us. When we mess up, we can be forgiven because Jesus died for us. When things go wrong for us, like we're being bullied at school or we fall out with a friend or someone at home, Jesus is there for us and he shows us how to handle those difficult situations. He might give us courage to ask for help or he might give us wisdom as to know how to start to make things right. He's there for us for the whole of our lives. And even when we die, Jesus has made all things good between us and God, and we're promised heaven. Love is the most amazing gift, and Jesus never stops giving. His love just goes on and on. So love is my number one reason as to why I think Jesus is the best gift. Secondly, is forgiveness. We find it so hard to forgive people when they do something either deliberately or unintentionally, accidentally, to hurt or harm us. It messes us up, though. Sometimes it makes us sad or angry, and it might be that we stay sad or angry for a long time, like between breakfast to dinner time, or maybe for a few days, or maybe for a really long time, many years. Jesus forgives us when we get it wrong, and Jesus shows us how to forgive other people, those that have hurt us or upset us. And it means that we can live a joyful and a happy life. So that's my second reason why I think Jesus is such a good gift. And my third reason is choice. Last year, I gave my daughter Jess some theatre tickets as a gift. She was really happy. But she didn't get to choose what night she went, and she didn't get to choose what seat she sat in. And as I bought a second ticket for me, she didn't even get to choose who went with her. She was really pleased with the gift. But Jesus, he gives us choices all the time. Do we want to follow him or not? Do we want to do what makes him happy or not? Do we want to join in with church or not? Do we want to listen to him or not? Do we want to learn more about him by reading our Bibles and praying to him or not? There were loads of good, best gift ideas in our box, but I choose Jesus as the very best of these because he loves us, because he helps us to forgive others so that we can live a happy and a joyful life. And he gives us choices. So I wonder today, who or what might you choose as your very best gift?
So, the Bible is in our final box. Do you think the Bible is a good gift? How, yes. I wonder, could it be helpful? Rhetorical question. Before you all tell me. I think the Bible is an amazing gift. It's like a manual for living, and it's full of wisdom and truth. It tells us about the promises God has made to us. Things like he'll never leave us or abandon us. His love endures forever. We are his children, his sons, and his daughters. And God has a plan for us, plans to prosper us and give us hope and a future. And there are so many more promises from God. If you're looking for truth, you'll find it in here. The Bible is full of instructions, boundaries, and things to learn that show us the best way to live and get the most out of life. The Ten Commandments are in here. They teach us how to love God and each other and how to live in community in the right and best way. We are taught how to pray in the Bible, and there are countless parables to learn from too. Special stories with meanings that help us see things from God's point of view and model a better way of living. In the Bible, you'll find numerous stories of people who've experienced struggles similar to our own. Stories where God has provided and loved and stuck around. Stories that ring true today and show us that God is unchanging in his love for us. Our earthly father figures might not always get it right, and sometimes get it very wrong. But God, our heavenly Father, never gets it wrong. And he has something to say about finding peace, security, healing, and wholeness in him if we've been hurt. And if that strikes a chord with you, please, please don't leave today without being prayed for. Arguably, the Bible contains the greatest rescue plan ever. The Gospels tell the story of Jesus' life, how and why he came to us, and an abundance of tales, including miracles he performed, stories about the people he called friends, the people he shared meals with, and the emotions he experienced through it all. It's the greatest story ever told. The Bible tells us the truth behind the sacrifice Jesus made when his dad sent him to die in our place, to rescue us from death. It tells us how Jesus saved us so that we could have relationship with God, who is our Heavenly Father. Our passage says, as bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. But your Heavenly Father is even more ready to give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks. The Holy Spirit lives within us. He speaks to us through the Bible. He might remind us of a word, a phrase, or a picture from the Bible that is an encouragement to us. Something that speaks into our life, or something that builds us up and reminds us of how we are loved. God has good things for us, for all of us. Jesus is a gift. The Bible is a gift. The words within it are a gift. And the Holy Spirit is a gift. Our Heavenly Father has made gifts for us, and they are good. Let's just pray. Father in heaven, you are our dad. Thank you that you never leave us. Thank you that you are always there, that you are a provider. Thank you that you give us good gifts. Pray that you'd help each one of us, your children, to see those gifts, to grab hold of those gifts, and to use them. In your name. Amen.